Some sales experts promote incorrect sales concepts. To get better at selling, watch out for sales experts who give bad advice at events, in books, online, and on social media. Some of these folks spread nonsense about sales tactics. For example, a recent article said cold calling is dead. That's not true. Cold calling is still super important in sales and always will be. You can't find potential customers without it, and finding prospects is the foundation of selling. Traditional sales techniques aren't outdated. Some people are saying that sales jobs are on their way out because of AI and bots taking over by 2030. They argue that with the internet and other advancements, people can just buy directly without needing salespeople. But think about it. Can you imagine a world without sales reps for things like pharmaceuticals, defense contracts, or construction equipment? There's a lot of confusion out there thanks to experts spreading misinformation. They claim that the old-school sales techniques don't work anymore because of all these changes. But this just leads salespeople in the wrong direction, resulting in fewer sales and lower commissions. It's a waste of time and effort. Most successful salespeople stick to traditional methods of selling. Selling isn't about shortcuts or hidden tricks. Stick to the basics. They still work. The top salespeople today use the same methods as those from 10, 15, or even 25 years ago. Traditional sales tactics need effort. To seal deals, salespeople have to put in time for discovery work and meet with potential customers. They need to understand their customers to know what they need, build relationships with decision makers, give convincing presentations, and get everyone on board with the product's value. The saying, "Know before you show," still holds in sales. If a customer asks for a product demo early on, it's not in your best interest. It might make you seem unprofessional if you showcase your product before understanding the customer's business, needs, problems, and goals. Great sales depend on great sales leadership. A successful sales team relies on a strong leader to create a winning sales culture. Good leaders make sure their sales reps are hitting challenging sales targets and always have a steady flow of potential sales opportunities. Every month, leaders sit down with each rep to review their performance and talk about their plans for the next month. Managers must take responsibility for their team, which means hiring new members before there's a gap and never settling for average candidates. Effective salespeople actively pursue and commit to finding potential clients. As a sales rep, your main goal is to bring in new sales and grow revenue. Waiting around for opportunities to magically appear won't cut it. Instead, take charge and create your own sales luck by being proactive. Target the most promising prospects and keep your pipeline full by constantly searching for new leads. Some salespeople have it backward when it comes to prospecting. Saying, "I'll focus on finding new customers after I take care of my current ones," is a mistake. Don't wait until later. Start prospecting now. Concentrate on finding potential customers who can turn into loyal buyers, bringing in new sales and commissions. Busy work isn't the same as effective sales efforts. Salespeople often waste precious time on non-sales activities like socializing or endless meetings. Avoid getting caught up in these distractions or becoming overwhelmed by your inbox. Being busy doesn't always translate to making sales. Don't make yourself too available to customers. While it's important to serve existing clients, it shouldn't consume all your time. Delegate tasks that don't directly contribute to sales and focus on activities that bring in revenue. Have confidence in the value of what you're selling. Improve your time management skills, target your clients wisely, and prioritize prospecting. Keep your message simple and focused on the benefits your product or service brings. Make it clear that you're invested in your customer's success. Maximize your sales success. Start your day by focusing on new business opportunities. Craft a compelling sales pitch that highlights the benefits you offer without sounding boastful. Aim to deliver great results for your potential customers. Pick up the phone and reach out to prospects. Make plenty of cold calls and confidently ask for meetings. Don't get discouraged by obstacles like resistance, voicemails, or gatekeepers. It's all part of the process. When you connect with prospects, share valuable insights and ideas. Don't let a no stop you in your tracks. Keep moving forward gracefully until you hear a yes. That's the key to successful sales. 2016 U.S. presidential election. The 2016 U.S. presidential election was a shocker worldwide. Donald Trump's win over favorite Hillary Clinton to become the 45th president of the United States holds essential lessons, just like in sales. Applying these lessons can help salespeople land new deals while ignoring them can cost them sales. Here are 7 key sales lessons from Trump's victory. 1. People, buyers, act in their own self-interest, and your messaging matters. Craft your sales story with your customers at the heart, not about yourself. Just like Clinton's message missed the mark by being self-focused, your message should steer clear of self-promotion. Trump's approach resonated because he consistently highlighted how he would improve things for Americans. Keep your messages simple, consistent, and customer-centric for maximum impact. 2. Don't take your long-time loyal customers for granted. Before the 2016 election, the Rust Belt states always voted for the Democratic Party. Clinton didn't focus much on these states, assuming they would stay loyal. Meanwhile, Trump actively campaigned there. The lesson here is simple. Always prioritize your best customers. Neglecting them might lead them to look elsewhere. 3. Prospects and customers do not always tell the truth. Before the election, most polls said Clinton would win easily, but on voting day, Trump won. Some people who planned to vote for him didn't tell pollsters. Lesson learned. Don't always believe what people say, especially in sales. 4. The deal is won before and after the big presentation, not in the boardroom or convention center. The 2016 Democratic convention was smooth, but the Republican convention was a bit messy. Still, Trump won and Clinton lost. Here's the sales lesson. Even if you give an amazing presentation to a company's top bosses, someone who puts in more effort on the ground might still beat you. 5. Don't make false promises or name your product something it is not. During the campaign, Trump promised to get rid of Obamacare, while Clinton wanted to make it better. But for many folks, Obamacare didn't live up to its name. It wasn't affordable. The takeaway here? When you talk about what you're selling, be straight up about it. 6. Trashing your competitors' supporters will come back to haunt you. To win over as many potential customers as possible, you can't afford to belittle those who support your competitors. Hillary Clinton made this mistake during her campaign when she said that half of Trump's supporters were deplorables. If you find yourself selling in a tough crowd, stay cool. Insulting decision makers won't help you win them over. 7. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Experienced salespeople always wait until the deal is sealed and the money is in the bank before they start celebrating with their earnings. But Clinton's campaign didn't follow this rule. They paid for a big fireworks display in advance to celebrate her expected victory. The New York Post warned, this could backfire. And it did. So, remember, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Key points. 1. Craft customer-centric messages. Self-promotion turns buyers away. 2. Prioritize loyal customers. Neglect can lead them elsewhere. 3. Trust actions over words. Prospects may not always tell the truth. 4. Effort before and after matters. Success isn't just in presentations. 5. Be truthful about your product. False promises erode trust. 6. Respect all customers. Insulting rival supporters harms sales. 7. Secure deals before celebrating. Premature assumptions can backfire.